Blot on the Landscape by Tom Sharp. Read by David Suchet. Chapter 1. Sir Giles Lynchwood, Member of Parliament for South Woffordshire, sat in his study and lit a cigar. Outside his window, tulips and primroses bloomed. A thrush pecked at the lawn and the sun shone down out of a cloudless sky. In the distance he could see the cliffs of the clean gorge rising above the river. But Sir Giles had no thoughts for the beauties of the landscape. His mind was occupied with other things. With money, and Mrs. Forthby, and the disparity between things as they were and things as they might have been. Not that the view from his window was one of uninterrupted beauty. It held Lady Maud. And whatever else she might be, nobody in his right mind would ever have described her as beautiful. She was large and ponderous, and possessed a shape that someone had once aptly called Rodinesque. Certainly Sir Giles, viewing her as dispassionately as 6 years of marriage allowed, found her monumentally unattractive. Sir Giles was not particularly fussy about external appearances. His fortune had been made by recognizing potential advantage in unprepossessing properties, and he could justly claim to have evicted more impecunious tenants than any other anonymous landlord in London. Maud's appearance was the least of his marital problems. It was rather the cast of her mind, her outspoken self-assurance, that infuriated him. That, and the fact that for once in his life he was lumbered with a wife he could not leave, and a house he could not sell. Maud was a handyman, and Handyman Hall had always been her family home. A vast